So let me talk a little bit about what this relaxation component of spiritual practice really is pointing to. So as you know, or at least as you've heard me say at some point, all of these practices of direct awakening that we're working with here are they're derived from awakened consciousness. We're practicing relating to our experience, relating to our life, relating to ourself in an enlightened way or in an awakened way. So we're bringing the natural dispositions of our deepest self, our authentic self, our enlightened self. We're bringing those into practice. We're putting those into practice, maybe is a way to say it. So does that mean that being enlightened or awakened means you're relaxed all the time? It's a good question. Because, right, many of us have images. What is the awakened one? And a lot of those images might be very relaxed, just, no tension, just totally relaxed, never experiencing emotional upset, never getting physically tense, just totally in the flow and at ease and relaxed. But I would argue that's not the kind of relaxation. If we want to say what awakened consciousness is like, again, it's not so concerned with whether or not we're physically or emotionally relaxed or tense. But what the relaxation of spiritual awakening is pointing to is what we might call the discovery of existential trust. Existential trust. Now you can contrast that with what's been called existential tension or existential angst or existential anxiety, this malady that pervades the whole human condition and has been discussed for well over a century as a primary, and in different terms, it's been discussed for millennia by spiritual teachers. But, this primary sense that pervades human consciousness that there's something wrong, there's always a problem that needs to be fixed, there's something wrong with me inherently, there's something unsafe about life inherently. And so there's a kind of fear response, threat response, protective response, defensive response. The Freudians and the psychoanalytic community documented all of these defense mechanisms that we build up to protect us from uncomfortable reality. That's all derived from this primary existential tension, tension at just existence itself. But spiritual awakening, when we really get to the deeper levels of it, one of the most profound things about it, one of the most profound things it opens us to is this deep fundamental trust that melts all the existential tension away. It's a deep sense that life is fundamentally good. This cosmos is a fundamental, yes, it's a fundamentally positive event. Whatever negative things happen on a day-to-day basis, it's fundamentally at the ground of it all. There's an inherent goodness. But even more importantly than where it comes from, what it enables is it and what it reveals is that there's a way to live our lives where we're no longer trying to control on a fundamental level. We've let go of control because we have discovered that life works better when we don't always try to know all the answers, when we aren't always attached to predicting what's going to happen so we can control the outcome, when there's a way of living that is a fundamental kind of innocent, open-hearted, wholehearted, fluid, leaning in, kind of leaning out. It's a kind of almost, it's like a living in a way that's a little bit off balance, leaning, as one teacher I said, he would say, leaning forward slightly off balance. We trust that if I'm not in a position of fear and control and mistrust, if I'm not in a position of fundamental existential anxiety in relation to life, if I let go, I'll be able to respond in ways that meet each moment. I don't know how or what they will be, but I'm trusting enough to let go of control. I'm trusting that the wisdom I need to find my way will be there. I'm trusting that the strength I will need to meet the challenges will show up from somewhere. Maybe it's not my strength, but there's a greater strength I'll have access to. There's a greater wisdom I'll have access to. There's a deeper care. There's a power, there's a commitment. I'll have the courage. So there's this way of living. It's an awakened way of living that's born out of the discovery of this fundamental trust, this existential trust. And I'm calling it relaxation because it is in many ways you could say, well, relaxation in this context is a metaphor for everything I just described. But it is, you know, in practice, in meditation practice, which is what we're up to here, it is a practice of relaxing. It's a practice of releasing our grip.